Dave Fleming, one of the voices of the San Francisco Giants, kind enough to join Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Flem, good morning. We know it's early for you given the circumstances last night, so we appreciate the time. What's going on? And I mean, seriously, 17 out of 20, what is going on?
Hard question to answer, by the way. not that you asked me, but I loved Navarro Bowman. I loved watching that guy.
No question.
Of all those, you know, those 49ers teams, that guy might have been my favorite player to watch.
Did you ever get any of his college games?
Yeah, I must have had him somewhere. I mean, I watched him a lot in college. I must have had one of his games at some point. But, I mean, he was a great college player. I don't know why. I can't remember why he didn't get drafted higher or his career didn't blossom earlier. I don't remember that stuff.
There was I'm a Penn State grad as well. There was a bit of a concern off the field, if memory serves me correctly. I think he was in like a fight or something at one point. It wasn't a big deal, and I'm not positive of this, but there was a little bit of a concern there, which clearly never turned out to be an issue whatsoever.
Yeah, because we don't want our football players to be guys who ever would maybe accidentally get into a fight.
Right, it's blasphemous.
Oh, that's a red flag. Anyway, I don't know why I said that, but I loved watching that guy play. So tell him I say hi.
Absolutely.
Talk to him. I don't know what's going on with the Giants other than, you know, to me there is something about baseball and the fact that you play every single day where the momentum of something like this can get going, unlike another sport where you take some down. Now, you know, other sports teams get hot and stay hot, but there is something about the downhill effect of a baseball season where you start to win, everybody's feeling it, you're winning these close games, and then the next day you get another game to do the same, and it just builds upon itself. And that's what's happening with this Giants team. And, you know, it's not a fluke. They're not it's a fluke, I guess, anytime you go 17-3. You got to get a little good fortune to win that many games. But the Giants have played well enough in this stretch to be 14-6, 15-5, even without some sort of extraordinary good luck. And that's a great run. So, you know, part of it is that they've gotten a little fortunate. Part of it is the mojo, the feeling, playing at home, getting these walk-off wins. But a lot of it is execution and pitching better. And the bullpen's been outstanding, and Alex Dickerson's been outstanding. It's just a better team than it was earlier in the year.
What role does amnesia play? Because you see Pablo Sandoval last night having a dreadful ball game, and yet he steps in a clutch spot and doesn't seem to have that weighing on his mind. How much does his veteran professionalism kind of exude and pervade through the clubhouse when you have a lot more inexperienced guys?
Yeah, I think it does help. I mean, I think Pablo's great at that. Pablo's always been great at that, where the burden of the moment or the burden of highs or lows does not weigh on him. The guy's just, you know, he just goes up to the plate and looks to hack. And I think that's part of the style of being that kind of hitter, is where you're just, you know, you get the bad in that, yeah, he hits into a couple double plays and he's chasing pitches and he's clearly tired and there's no Longoria to take playing time from him, and he needs a little rest, and we know all those things, but there's something freeing about being a guy in a spot like that where I'm just looking to hit the ball hard somewhere, and I can hit a lot of different kind of pitches. I'm not locked in on one zone. I think it's why he's been a great pinch hitter, because he can hit different styles of pitchers, different types of pitches. It's just such a weapon for the Giants to have. They do need to rest him. I mean, he is gassed. And we saw that last night during the first 12 innings. And then in the 13th inning, he decided to be the hero. I was sitting in bed last night after the game thinking about it. And I bet if you did an all-time San Francisco Giants team, an all-time team in the 60-plus years that the team has been here, Pablo's got a spot on that team. Just, you know, from the first stint, from this stint, you know, whether you have to shoehorn him in as a utility guy or whatever, there just have not been many players more valuable and more beloved in this city than him.
When you look at a guy like Longoria, hope to be back, and you look at Pablo, compare and contrast those two guys and what they each give you and what they don't.
Yeah, it's a good question. Steady Eddie Longoria shows that, you know, Posey once told me, even when Longoria was not hitting all that well, Posey just said, man, I just admire that guy every single day. He shows up, prepares the exact same way, the exact same demeanor, ready to go every day. There's a lot of value in this sport in that. And Longoria's defense has been excellent. Even last year when he was struggling offensively, his defense was really good. This year I think it's been even better. And Longoria's got the right-handed bat and the power. And maybe Longoria at this point is, you know, physique and whatnot,
sure,
built and geared to play every day more than Pablo is. The thing about Pablo is he's a left-handed hitter primarily. I mean, switch hitter, and that, there's some value in that. But, you know, coming off the bench from that side is super valuable for this Giants team, or spot starting on this team is really valuable. And, you know, Pablo's a way different hitter than Longoria. But I would say Pablo has some of those same traits, too, of, you know, you can tap him on the shoulder and he's going to be ready for the moment. I've always thought of Longoria as that kind of player, too. Styles are very different, but that is a similarity between the two of them.
Sure, sure. When you look at this team, everyone's trying to put their hands around it or arms around it. The team that they were in the beginning of the season, they're a far different team. There's different players that's been brought in. You look at Dickerson and Mike Yaz, all the different guys that are contributing. Is this team, are they playing for one another? Are they playing to make sure that Farhan maybe doesn't make any major trades? How much are this team like an ant? You kill one ant and all of them just keep going. If they are to make a trade, do you think they'll stay with this consistency? You don't have to fall off a little bit, but do you think that they're good enough to continue this path?
Yeah, I do. Again, it's hard to be this good. But the big, you know, the question that you're kind of getting at, and the, I think the Giants front office is trying to answer, is do we throw out the first month and evaluate from there? Do we throw out the first 2 months and evaluate from there? At one point, you say, this is our team.
Sure.
And, you know, I do think that they're struggling with that. The front office is not struggling, might be the wrong word, but they are contemplating that to try to figure out, because it is such a different roster. So you can say they're two games over 500, or you could say, hey, this is a team that's playing much better than that over a longer period with a roster that has been pretty stable over these last few weeks. But I think that this, the MO of this franchise going forward is going to be, we can find talent. So whether it's an injury, you know, everybody's focused on the trades right now for good reason. But Longoria's injury is a good example. It's like Longoria was traded off this team in the middle of a hot stretch when he got hurt, and they have stayed hot because they have brought up Zach Green, who helped him win a game. They've leaned on Pablo a little bit more. They found different ways to do it. There is a healthy competition going on right now in this organization, where way different than years past. And I'm not criticizing, the previous folks who won a ton of games and made a lot of great things happen in this city. But way different right now than before is the level of competition and willingness to give opportunity to a lot of different players. And when you send that signal out, like the Giants have, the entire organization pays attention and perks up. And those guys at AAA and those guys at AA, they all know, if I play well, I've got a real chance to get a great opportunity here, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the pennant race. That is a very healthy thing, I think. And this roster's got a healthy little competition for at-bats, for playing time. You know, today's going to be a good example. We are going to show up at the ballpark today. By all rights, this team should be exhausted with the stretch of games. I mean, we've had 5 extra inning games in the last 8 games, and the day before that was a doubleheader at Coors Field. I can never remember a stretch like that. They should be exhausted, and yet we're going to get to the ballpark, and Donovan Solano is going to be in the lineup, I'm sure. Tyler Austin's going to be in the lineup, I'm sure. Zach Green's going to be in the lineup. Steven Vogt probably plays, even though it's a left-hander. And it's going to be a fresher team because they just have so much more depth than they had before.
Dave Fleming with us here on 95.7 The Game. Let's stick with that. What do you make of today's matchup? John Lester takes them out for the Cubs. The Cubs are a good baseball team. You know, this is two nights in a row. The Giants have gotten them. You got to figure they want to show some spine in this matchup. And the Giants are 29th in OPS in Major League Baseball against left-handed pitching. Granted, a lot of that factors in the early parts of the season. But by all accounts, this is a game the Cubs should win. And yet, as I stare at it, I think to myself, I can't count this Giants team out. I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I do agree that Lester is on paper not a great matchup. I think it's a great day to be facing him, though, because of what I was saying. Because you're going to get the – last night was a right-hander, tonight's a left-hander. You're going to get the fresher version of the Giants. If you had another right-hander going today, I would say, wow, you know, the matchups, they're going to have to play some tired guys or get some matchups that they don't love on paper. Today they're going to get the matchups that they like, maybe other than Buster Posey being in there, but they will have the matchups that they like. Lester's always been good against the Giants. He's really, really good. But I, you know, the Beedy might be the key. You know, there've been a lot of these days here recently where if the offense is lagging a little bit, the pitching has been there, and Tyler Beedy's been outstanding. When you face the Cubs, it's a challenge because Rizzo and Schwarber from the left side against Beedy and all the right-handed power that they have. But I am really looking forward to every time that Tyler Beedy steps on that mound. He's just been a different guy. If he does his job, this team has a great chance to win.
Especially if he's able to eat outs and eat innings for a bullpen that is no doubt tired and looking forward to that off day. As we creep inexorably closer to the deadline, does the emergence of Sam Coonrod and other younger arms give Farhan Zaidi maybe a little bit more wiggle room to possibly trade Smith or even Dyson at this point?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that. I think the depth period that they have, there are a couple other guys. I mean, I think the Giants have faith. Ray Black hasn't been perfect when he's come up, but Ray Black they have faith in. You know, they got a couple of guys who haven't been in the big league with the Giants that they'd like to give a look to down the stretch. So I think they have faith in the depth overall. And just another little example of the way Farhan does this that is so different for all of us who've watched this Giants team for a long time. I mean, I heard some grumbling, not like, you know, super grumbling, but when Menez got sent down after his great start on Sunday, and Coonrod got brought up, it was like, oh, really? Why are you sending that guy down? And the answer is we have an off day. We can dance around that. The more immediate issue is we need an extra arm. What if they hadn't done that? Mm-hmm. What if they didn't have Sam Coonrod last night? I mean, he helped them win that game. And a willingness to move the roster around and shuffle players in and out and get the best roster that you can have for that day's game is really helping the Giants right now. And they might not have won last night without Coonrod, and he definitely opened eyes with that performance. So he's going to get more opportunity. You do that against those hitters, you get more opportunity.
No question. Hey, Flynn, what would it take, or hypothetically, can you see the skipper coming back? Can you see the skipper, another team, looking at this surge saying, wow, what is the magic formula? Another contender saying, we'll bring him in? Or is it, in your opinion, it's a foregone conclusion, he's done?
Well, I did have one person around baseball this year, and I haven't said this to Bochy yet. I will at some point, but I did have one person say, oh, he's going to manage it. Somebody's coming after him for sure. He may think he's retiring, but somebody's coming after him. He's retiring. He made the decision on his own. He wasn't pressured into it. Nobody told him to do it. You never say never. Things can change. This is a guy who loves baseball. And the bigger point probably that you're making is he is the manager of the year right now in the National League. He is doing one of his all-time, and he's done a lot of them in 25 years, he's doing one of his all-time greatest jobs. The bullpen management alone is putting other teams' managers to shame. And he is a reason why the Giants are playing as well as they are. He's just having a great year. And I feel great for him because I absolutely love the guy, and he deserves to go out with some fun, and he's having a lot of fun.
Dave Fleming with us here on 95.7 The Game. Flem, final question for you. How does Johnny Cueto factor into all of this?
I don't think he does. I mean, I think if you get something from Cueto, it's a bonus. I don't believe the Giants, even though Cueto's talking a big game and good for him, I love that about him, and that's what players want to do. They're motivating He's motivating himself to get up here. Even though I was there in Arizona when he threw a little side session, I wasn't watching in the bullpen, but I was there that day talking to people who saw it, and there was a real palpable level of excitement. And I saw Johnny and talked to him, and he is in great, it's not a joke that he's not lean, but he is so strong. He is in great physical shape. I was stunned by how strong he was. All that stuff said, I don't think they're count. I don't think any of the Giants' plans are saying we're going to get five starts from Cueto. We're going to get this positive. I think whatever you get from him, if he is ready to contribute, if you give him a shot, would be a total bonus.
Great stuff. Great stuff indeed. One of the voices of the San Francisco Giants. You also hear him on ESPN all the time. Dave Fleming with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Dave, we know it's a busy day coming off that long one last night, but thank you so much for your time. It's greatly appreciated as always.
I'm going to take a little bike ride through Golden Gate Park here just to get the blood flowing, and then I'll head in.
Good for you.
Got to stay loose, Dave.
How's that sound? It's pretty good.
That sounds fantastic.
Beautiful day out there.
Good luck doing that in Milwaukee.
Yeah. I mean, you can take a bike ride in Milwaukee, but...
But do you want to?
Same.
Do you want to?
Same. See you guys.
Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.